Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. House has passed a bipartisan measure requiring TikTok's China-based parent ByteDance to divest from the video-sharing app or lose its American users. U.S. intelligence officials are concerned that China could use data from the app to influence American users. North Carolina Republican Dan Bishop says he voted against the bill.
I don't use TikTok. I think it's ill-advised to do so. Members of this body are famous on TikTok, and I think that's unwise. But I respect the choices of 170 million users in the United States.
In a video, TikTok's CEO calls efforts to restrict the app's use a violation of free speech, and he vowed to fight it. Vice President Harris will visit an abortion clinic in Minnesota on Thursday. The White House calls the move a first for any president or vice president. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
Harris is traveling to the Twin Cities as part of her series of events around the country on reproductive care. A White House official tells NPR Harris will get a tour of the facility from the clinic's chief medical officer. Harris has led the White House's efforts to fight for reproductive rights since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2021. It's been a winning issue for Democrats in elections since then, and the party believes it will remain top of mind for voters heading into November. Minnesota has enshrined abortion rights in the state, but since the reversal of Roe, patients from neighboring states like North and South Dakota have had to travel to Minnesota for abortion care. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
Oklahoma's medical examiner has ruled the high-profile death of a non-binary teenager, Nex Benedict, a suicide. As Elizabeth Caldwell from member station KWGS reports, Benedict's death garnered international attention.
According to a summary report, Benedict likely died by suicide after consuming two different kinds of medication. The 16-year-old Owosso High School student's passing has been the subject of scrutiny since last month. Benedict identified as non-binary and, according to family, struggled with bullying at school. One day before Benedict died, the teenager was suspended for getting into a fight in a school bathroom. Owosso community members previously told reporters that ultimately bullying is what caused Benedict's death. Oklahoma's top law enforcement officer tends to agree. In a statement posted on X, Attorney General Gentner Drummond said the finding of suicide makes him even more concerned about allegations of bullying. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Caldwell in Tulsa.
A major storm has prompted highway officials in Colorado to shut down parts of Interstate 70. The Denver area could receive more than a foot of snow before the storm ends, with up to 4 feet of accumulation possible in mountain areas. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. You're listening to NPR News. The National Transportation Safety Board is trying to determine who worked on the door panel plug that blew off an Alaska Airlines flight in midair. The NTSB says its investigators have been told that security footage that could have helped identify that individual was not saved. Agency Chair Jennifer Homendy says the CEO of Boeing has told her the company has no records of the work performed. Following lower-than-expected earnings, Dollar Tree says it will close nearly 1,000 stores over the next few years, most of them under the Family Dollar brand. The news comes after the company reported holiday sales below expectations. But as Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, the chain is still growing.
Dollar Tree blames its lower sales on inflation. It also says cuts in government benefits like SNAP, better known as food stamps, led to lower-income customers spending less money at stores. The company says it will shut down locations that are losing money so it could focus on more profitable ones. About 600 Family Dollar closures should be coming in the next few months. But Dollar Tree also opened up about that many stores in 2023 and still plans on opening new ones. And its biggest competitor, Dollar General, recently announced it opened its 20,000th store. Combine all three dollar brands, and they have more locations in the U.S. than Walmart, Starbucks, and McDonald's combined. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Misaha in Birmingham.
Adidas says it's made $328 million by selling Yeezy shoes designed by Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West. The athletic wear maker says more than half the proceeds will be donated to groups fighting anti-Semitism and other forms of hate. Adidas severed ties with West over his anti-Semitic statements. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.